What vaccines are needed is a great question because you are traveling to a foreign country. South Africa is quite weird in itself. It is both a first and a third world country. So we have a working government, stock exchange, we have universities, there's tourism, we have a working military, a working police force, we have hospitals, we have doctors. So our trips are not designed for us to be working in the slums. We're not working in sewerage. We're not working in these areas where massive vaccinations are needed. And a full disclaimer from me, I'm just a safari ranger. I am not a doctor. But I've had many physicians on the teams and people that have shared their information. So it's a choice that you can make. Number one, we are not in a malaria area. So please, when you meet with your doctor about immunizations and vaccines, the moment they hear Africa, they just want to give you stuff for malaria. Guys, we are not in a malaria area whatsoever. So please, no malaria medications. And we are serving May, June, July, August. It is winter. There are very few bugs flying around, so the malaria mosquito is not around either. Because we are not in a yellow fever area, that is two or three countries north of us, and you actually do need a yellow fever tag for that and a little card to say that you've got an immunization for it. We are not there, so please, you don't need yellow fever, you don't need diphtheria, you don't need typhoid, you don't need anything like that. If you choose to do it, by all means, you're welcome. I'm just trying to avoid you from having to put all this stuff into your bodies, okay? What I would recommend is a Hep A and a Hep B. Most of the generation has got that. One thing I would say that would be granted is a tetanus shot. If you haven't had a tetanus shot, go ahead and get one. We're working with our hands, that type of thing. They usually last about 10 years, and that would be helpful. Other than that, I hope this is helpful. If you have any questions, please let me know. Again, I am not a doctor. I'm just letting you know what sort of area we are working in to avoid you from having to get things that you really don't need and that your body might just have a hard time trying to accept.